Jason, thanks for doing this. And I understand you're home with your wife, your young daughters. You have four young daughters. So, first of all, are you surviving okay?
I am. We're doing great. It's been extra time with my kids and getting to know my kids on a deeper level, helping them go to school. And, it's definitely, we're trying to make the most of the situation we're in.
Well, that's great to hear. And it actually, you know what, it does provide. You're probably spending more time than you'd ever imagined, especially during the season with them. So what's been the number one fun thing you've been able to do as, a stay-at-home dad right now with four young girls?
Well, I think just getting them outside, playing with the kids. I think helping them with homework, and we're kind of trying to tackle this homeschool now. So I'm doing Zoom conferences and stuff that I have no experience with. That's been a work in progress, but it is fun to kind of connect with the kids on a deeper level that way.
Yeah, it's been fun. Well, listen, your kids, your daughters, and my daughter and Berkey's daughters are all at the same school right now, so we're all going through the same thing with the online schooling. And we have Justin Bourne and Brian Burke here with us. Justin, why don't you start things out with Jason Spezza, forward with the Leafs.
Sure, I'll take us back to the ice rink. It's been a while since I've thought about much hockey, but Spez, I've been very impressed with your ability to sort of play whatever role has been asked of you in your time with the Toronto Maple Leafs, and even adapting your career from where you were and your playing style over the course of the duration of it. I wonder how you see yourself now as a player. When you head to the rink and what you can do and what you should do, how do you see your game now being best suited to the NHL?
Yeah, I think on our team, my game fits well with the style we play. I think every night can differ for me, and I have to be ready for different challenges. I think I have the ability to play up in the lineup for periods of time, but also my main focus is being a kind of good player on those bottom two lines and being good on the second special teams. And I realize that I'm an older player, and you have to find a niche. You have to be adaptable, and your daily role could change. And sometimes, it doesn't matter how you're playing. You could be playing good, but you get healthy and guys come in. And for me, it's just trying to keep a good attitude, be a good role model in the room for guys, be an ear for guys, try to pay attention to the room. And your role kind of evolves. It becomes very important to kind of know the pulse of the dressing room, too.
Hey, Berkey.
Okay, Jason, it's Brian Burke here. How are you?
Good, Berkey. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I was going to tell a quick little story, but when I was running the Leafs, you scored a goal against us on the power play. Top shelf, glove side. You've scored probably 50 of them. We prepared for it. We game planned for that shot. And I went down and I remember yelling at Ronnie Wilson afterwards, you've only seen that goal 50 times. How come we couldn't defend that goal? Anyway, you got our coach in trouble. I remember we played you guys in the kind of...
Yeah, he got me in trouble once, too, for calling me for an illegal stick. So we're even.
Okay. We played you guys in the Stanley Cup Finals in 07, obviously. And I remember we're doing our pre-scout, watching you guys play Buffalo in the Eastern Conference Finals. And I thought you were the best player in that series, I thought. We were very nervous about you, the way you played against Buffalo in that series. And you were tough against us, too. But what do you remember about that Buffalo series? You seemed to dominate that one.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, I thought it was a good matchup. I thought I was playing with a lot of poise at that time in my career, a lot of confidence. My game had rounded out where I was getting, important minutes. And it was a big challenge to play against the Danny Breers and the Chris Drurys. And it was something that, I was trying to be one of the best players in the league, and it was really motivating. And to have a team where you have a chance to win, I think it makes you just that much more focused as a player. And it's unfortunate we lost you guys in the finals. It's something that still kind of haunts me to this day. But as a player, when you get that confidence, you definitely can ride it through a wave of a playoff.
Yeah, for sure. I thought it was a good series. We really felt going into our series with Detroit that was Stanley Cup Finals for us. Like, we thought we could beat either team coming out of the East, and then we watched that series and we're like, not so sure, man. Spets is playing pretty well. He made us all nervous.
You guys got the better of us, but it was an interesting series too. And then looking back on it, the games were a lot closer. It was a 5-game series, and we had 2 5-on-3s in games 1 and 2. Didn't capitalize, and ended up haunting us to lose both games in Anaheim to start. And still to this day, I think about how we could have approached things maybe a little differently. Those are the things as a player that you never forget.
Yeah, and you had to win game 4.
Yeah, exactly.
With Pronger out of the lineup, you had to win game 4 and bring it back 2-2.
Yeah, it would have changed the whole landscape of the series. And with Prong's out, he was what we felt was a difference maker, and to not win that game was tough. And I think we played that way in game five, unfortunately.
Yeah. Should have, could have, would have, right?
Yeah, I hear you.
Jason Spezza, of course, the Leafs forward, joins us now here on Hockey Central. Justin Bourne, Brian Burke, and David Amber. Jason, listen, you grew up, you dominated in the GTHL, you played OHL hockey in Southern Ontario as well. I imagine part of you was always thinking, if I only could put on, you know, the blue and white of the Maple Leafs. Finally, you get that opportunity. What has it been like for you to experience that? What would you say is unique about playing in this market as a hometown guy?
Yeah, well, first to backtrack, you know, I thought I always wanted to be a Leaf, and then I became an Ottawa Senator, and then I wanted nothing to do with the Leafs. So, but then the move to Dallas definitely opened up the doors. And when I was presented to me by Kyle and Babs in the summer, it was something I jumped at because it is special. You know, it's one thing to play in the NHL. What I'm learning is it's a special feeling to be part of an Original Six team. I love the game. I love the history. I love the challenge of potentially being part of a team that can bring us to, you know, hockey respectability, where we're one of the top teams again and have a chance to win a cup here. Just the pressure that comes with that and the daily grind is what, you know, really excites me. And I've really enjoyed it. It's been an eye-opener to just the intensity after being away for a few years in Dallas. And to be honest, I thrive on that, and it's kept me sharp and it's kept me motivated. And I've really enjoyed being a Toronto Maple Leaf.
Justin?
Jason, just looking back, you know, from your rookie season to the NHL today, there's been a lot of technological advancements just in the way the game is presented to the players in terms of, you know, I think Craig Berube yesterday called the, or Monday called them tech packs or whatever you want to call the presentations to the team, iPads, all these different programs. What are some of the more profound changes in the way a team gets ready to play a hockey game in the NHL today from when you first broke into the league?
Well, I think, you know, special teams, you can come up with a play and you have one crack at it before the whole league sees it. So there's not a whole lot of set plays being done. I think as a player, you know, even as a young guy, I value video. I think, like, to be consistent, you have to be a good self-evaluator in how you're playing. And I still, to this day, I have like stacks of DVDs with my shift times marked on them, and I'd go home and watch them when I was younger just to try to figure out what I was doing right when I was playing good and what I was doing wrong when I wasn't. So I really enjoyed the video aspect. And I think also as a player in this time, and I think this is something maybe a lot of younger guys struggle with, is you have to be able to not take it so literal all the time, because sometimes it feels different than it looks on video. So there is a bit of an art to learning from video, but the coaches and everybody do a great job of putting together packages for you on what they want to work on. And I think it just helps you become a more well-rounded player, because they can really illustrate the weaknesses you have in your game and what you need to work on.
Well, believe it or not, in your career, at least one guy I know has switched from wooden sticks to composites.
Yeah, that's the wooden stick was, I'd still be using it if I could. So yeah. I still miss those babies. I got them in my garage, and I grab them every once in a while. Think about how much better I pass the puck with them.
Imagine that, people listening to this. This guy used the wooden stick up until what, Jason? 4 years ago?
No, a little longer than that now. I was 2010 was the last year. 2010. Sherwood, 2010 was when I switched.
Okay.
Sherwood
so
went.
Last holdout, though.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about playing with Daniel Alfredsson. He was a special player, wasn't he?
Daniel Alfredsson, special player, special person, competitive as hell. Just a guy that, you know, really made you work every day. We had a great relationship. You know, we had, you know, dinner together all the time, lots of banter back and forth, just a wide knowledge base of hockey and life, and just a really good guy to be around. And the way he practiced and played consistently, I think, was I benefit from just seeing that every day, and it made me push to make myself better. So, you know, especially looking back, I'm really thankful to have had a guy like that to be around.
And Jason, maybe we're talking to Jason Spezza of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Maybe Daniel Alfredsson was one of the mentors that helped your game evolve. You've been brought in that sense, a role on a very young Maple Leafs team. How have you been able to mentor some of the young stars and knowing the pressures that they're facing? You are a very high draft pick, and you look around and you have the Austin Matthews, the Mitch Marners, William Nylanders with a lot of pressure on them. How have you been able to help mentor their game?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, some of the value that I have is that, you know, I was one of those top guys once upon a time, and I know the pressure that they go through. I know the the competitiveness. You know, I wanted to be the best player in the league. I wanted to play on Team Canada's, and I know that that's how Matt is and Mitchie is and, you know, Willie and these guys. It's so I can relate to them, and I can relate to them when they get in a bit of a funk. And you just try to listen. And I think, you know, the best thing you can do is lead by example and to be an everyday presence and to see that, you know, show up with enthusiasm and then also just kind of be able to lean on them a little bit when, you know, they need it. So it's been, I've enjoyed working with high-end players like that. I think it's been a good fit, and I think I can relate to them.
Justin?
Just wondering what you're doing these days to try to stay ready. I guess no one really knows when the return is going to be, but I imagine you're making some effort at it. What are you able to do in these difficult times when we're all kind of confined to our places?
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. I have a pretty good setup in my house. I got, you know, great resources with the Leaf trainers, and also I've trained with Andy O'Brien for years, so he's got me dialed in. I'll admit there's a bit of fear of being an older player and going through a time when you got to stay off the ice. I like to skate a lot, so yeah. I think I've been working like crazy, to be honest. I'm going to come through this probably in better shape and more ready to go, just because I've seen through lockouts and I've seen through stuff where, you know, guys kind of come back and they've lost a little bit of their game, and I'm going to do everything possible so that doesn't happen to me. So that's kind of my motivator right now, and I'm lucky that I have a good setup training-wise in my house to be able to continue. And there is a little bit of, and I've been running up and down the hills to the brickwork and doing some different stuff, and you get a little bit creative in these times, but I got good, I have good trainers that have been able to kind of set me on the right path.
Berkey?
Yeah, the brickworks, that's pretty good. It's pretty muddy there the last few days,
there.
So.
It is. It's good. There's no one around. There's no one around. There's some good hills, so it's been helpful for me.
Yeah, well, I'm up that way, too. I don't run the hills very often, though, to be honest with you, not anymore. Well, I think this the notion that we're going to get back to it at some point, we all hope that. We're all hopeful of that. And I think there's a couple teams that desperately want to get back and see how this story ends, this season ends. And I think your team is one of them, because I think you're starting to play the right way despite the last road trip. I said this to Kyle yesterday. I sense that you're starting to figure out the second Pittsburgh game, the Tampa game, not you, Jason, I mean more the younger guys, how you have to play to win, the attention to detail, managing the game, and so on.
No, you're bang on. We're a hungry group, and I love that about our group. And there's been some highs and lows and in-betweens and frustration, and we've would really love to see this year out because of that, I think. And we understand, though, that first and foremost, it's everybody's health and doing the right thing. And, you know, there's a lot more sacrifices going on than us playing hockey. But, you know, I am an optimist. I would love to see us get back. You know, we have a group chat going. Guys are trying to keep each other engaged and motivated, and it's easy because, like you said, we feel like we have a lot to prove as a group, and the year hasn't gone perfectly, but there is a lot of growth that's gone on in our team, and even internally that you guys don't see. Is there's more communication in the dressing room, there's more guys speaking their mind, there's more guys, you know, dragging guys into the fight and practice, and I think we're going in the right direction, and you're right, I'd love to see this play out, and I think we're growing as a group.
Jason, let me leave you with this. You've proven to be this year one of the best value players there is in the National Hockey League, a little bit shy of half a point a game, or a point every two games, in a limited amount of time on the ice. You're just 36 years of age. I know you're the elder statesman or one of them on the team, but you still have something left in the tank. Have you pursued starting conversations to see about, you know, extending this contract with the Leafs into another year?
No, we haven't, and you know, during the season, I didn't think there was any need to. It's you know, you played as I wanted to show value as a player. I do want to play again next year. I feel like I can really help this team out. I'm not in this to make money. I'm here to just play, and I want to be a part of the league. And like I said, I want to grow this to the point where we can win, and I want to be a part of it. So I hope they feel the same way, and I'd love to be back here again next year. But we'll just kind of wait and see. We're in a time right now where that stuff doesn't matter. We just got to solve what's being solved, and that stuff takes care of itself. But I'm motivated, and I don't feel like I'm done, and I feel like I got game left.